Welcome to the body scan for the mindfulness-based cognitive therapy program. The body scan is typically practiced lying down, flat on your back, although some people might prefer to prop the knees up, prop the feet up, or even practice the body scan seated. So finding a posture that feels comfortable and safe for you. And a few introductory comments before we get started with the body scan. Everything that I will offer in this guided meditation, please see as optional, as invitational only. And to trust that internally your wisdom absolutely supersedes mine. And to stay within the bounds of what feels accessible and comfortable for you. Never feeling like if you can't do what I'm suggesting, that in any way you are failing to do it properly. Each body scan is its own body scan. And what you may do one time may differ from other times. So always trust yourself and see my guidance as invitational. And also, if at any point in the body scan things become a little too activating for you, activating so that you notice you have a lot of difficulty holding your attention on a particular part of the body, or just activating generally, know that you can do any number of things. You can open your eyes if you're practicing with them closed. You can place a hand on that part of the body to feel more grounded. You can move around. Can stop doing the body scan at any point. You can also go to an anchor of your choosing. For some, that might be the breath, where you really just forget about the part of the body we're on and bring your full attention to breathing in and breathing out. Or it may be that you bring your full attention to a different anchor, perhaps the soles of your feet, perhaps the sounds close in, the sounds far away. So always know that you can go to an anchor, feel some re-regulation within your body, and then rejoin us wherever we are in the body scan. And to remember, we're not trying to achieve anything in particular in this body scan. It is the practice that encompasses so many aspects of mindfulness, which is to know that we can place and hold our attention in a particular spot. And we can pick it up and move it to another spot. We can bring our full attention so that we are deeply tapped into what is actually here, what we notice through sensation, not through this knowing, this intellectual knowing, but through our experiential knowing, and we can allow. And so that's about not trying to achieve any particular state. We can just allow. Without judgment. So you may indeed get relaxed, or you may not, and anything in between. So with that, let's get started. coming into your posture of choice. I'll guide from the perspective of lying down on the back, legs long, down the floor, mat, blanket. And with your heels on the floor, you can just naturally allow your toes to fan out a bit so that you're not holding any tension to try to keep your toes pointing to the ceiling. And allow your arms to just rest gently by your sides, finding for yourself whether you want your palms up or your palms down. And then the invitation is to close your eyes if that feels safe with where you're practicing. It can often help us tune in and sort of drop in, but it's not necessary. You can just cast a downward gaze. And beginning to allow yourself to fuse a bit with the earth beneath you, the floor beneath you, so that while you're not demanding any part of your body feel a particular way, you are cultivating the conditions for which your body can let be. Coming into stillness. Coming into rest. By now, your breathing has probably begun to settle on its own. So, all of us now can just allow our attention to rest on this active breathing. If that feels comfortable to you. Just this body resting here in this breath in. And this breath out. And now this breath in. In this breath out. And this might be a point if the breath is not a suitable anchor for you. Find one that feels more easeful. And just begin to settle the mind by inviting your attention to rest on that anchor. Now on this next breath, as you breathe out, allow the attention to ride the coattails of that exhalation all the way down the left leg. The left foot landing on the left big toe. See if you can bring all of your attention to the left big toe. Sensing whatever might be here, perhaps it's making some contact with a sock, maybe even a shoe, or perhaps the air. What do you notice about the temperature? Can you sense into the toenail of the right, left big toe. Almost like with your senses, not with your mind, you can trace the outline of the left big toe. And then moving to the next toe on the left foot. Can you bring your awareness to the second toe, the third toe, the fourth toe, the pinky toe on the left foot? Might you be able to sense between the toes on the left foot? Any contact, temperature? Tingling? Or the absence of sensation, noticing perhaps the impulse to wiggle the toes to create some sensation. You can notice that impulse and perhaps even without doing so, there's something there to be known in the left toes. And then transition the attention from the left toes to the left ball of the foot. Ball, toe mound, ball of the foot. All across to the pinky side of the foot. The arch in the left foot. The side of the left foot. Now into the heel of the left foot. Depending on your posture, there may be something here to be known, some contact, pressure. Trying not to compare by shifting the attention from the heel to other parts of the foot, just staying with the heel. What's here? And now allowing the attention to circle around to the top of the left foot. Zooming out and taking in the whole of the left foot. Everything from the spaces in between the toes. To the heel. The entirety of the left foot. What sensations are here to be known? And now, without abruptly dropping the attention from the left foot, more just gradually allowing it to recede into the background, moving the intention quite intentionally into the left ankle, the bony part of the left ankle, the front, and the tendinous parts of the left ankle. Maybe even sensing inside the ankle. not just the surface of the ankle, but what's to be known within the joint of the ankle. And any time the mind begins to have its own agenda throughout the body scan, worrying, thinking, planning, you just note that. You just note where the mind has gone. Oh, isn't that interesting? And with the friendliness that you might use when training a puppy, invite that level of friendliness to yourself and just note where the mind has gone and then bring the attention back. Left ankle. Doesn't need to be any story about it, any narrative. In fact, by noting where the mind has gone, you are quite aware that you're not with the object of attention for the body. And isn't that something? To know moment to moment where the attention is resting. And so as you did with the foot, just allowing the ankle to sort of begin to recede and get a little fuzzy in the backdrop as you bring your attention to the left lower leg, the space between the ankle and the knee, the front of the leg, the side, the back, meaty part of the lower left leg, the calf. Here, can you also sense into the flesh, the bony structures in the lower left leg? If that feels too deep for you, just staying on the surface of contact, pressure, temperature. Sensations on the skin. And then moving the attention into the left knee, the kneecap, the inside of the left knee, the back of the left knee, left side of the left knee. Maybe going deeper still inside the joint of the left knee. Can you sense anything beneath the skin? And now this space between the left knee and the left hip. Big muscle of the thigh, the hamstring, the femur bone. What's here in the upper left leg? And into now the left hip. And circling around to the left buttocks, making some contact with the earth. And zooming out further still to take in the whole of the left leg from the top of the hip all the way down to the longest toe on your left foot. and you sense into the entire left leg. And now we'll allow the attention to travel across the pelvis, stopping momentarily on the right hip as you draw the attention, maybe matching it to your exhale, all the way down the right leg, landing on the right big toe. What's here to be known? What's here to be sensed in this right toe, right toenail? Noticing any impulse for comparison, any impulse for movement. Certainly, movement is welcome and acceptable, particularly if you are feeling any degree of activation or unrest. Otherwise, as much as you can, holding still, allowing the senses to arise, not chasing after them. And then the attention goes to the right second toe, the right middle toe, each toe into the right pinky toe. Can you take in all of the toes on the right foot? Can you sense into those spaces between the toes? And now the ball of the right foot, the side of the right foot, the arch of the right foot, the heel of the right foot, without knowing with your mind, how do you know of this heel of the right foot? Sensing into the whole of the right foot now. And now allowing the attention to move into the right ankle, all around the right ankle, inside the right ankle. And now the space between the ankle and the knee, this lower part of the right leg, the top of the lower leg, all along the calf muscle. What's here now to be known? And now allow the attention to come into the right knee, top of the knee, sides of the knee, back of the knee. Knees are often full of sensations with movement, and in stillness, perhaps less so, but what can you sense? In this right knee, in this moment. Now moving the attention to the right upper leg, the space between the knee and the hip. Sense any tingling, pressure. Now moving into the right hip, the hip joint. Again, joints are so rich with sensation and movement. And in stillness, what can you sense? Maybe the absence of sensation. And circling around to the right buttocks. The fleshy part underneath this hip joint, holding much of your body. And now zooming out to the whole of the right leg, from the highest point of the hip all the way down to your longest toe. Your right leg. Being here now. And the attention now will come into the pelvic region. Feeling sensations in the pelvis, the pelvic girdle, the bony structure of the pelvis. And then seeing if you can allow the attention to sink deeper into the organs held inside of the pelvis, organs of reproduction, sexual organs, organs of elimination. Anything here to be known? Allow the attention to now move up in the torso a bit, still the lower part of the torso, this part filled with your intestines, organs, the stomach, the spleen, the pancreas, liver. Not trying to map it anatomically, just sensing on the surface of the torso, and deeper still inside the torso. Might you sense any movement and then higher still in the torso, coming to the base of the ribs. Moving the attention up into the diaphragm, perhaps here really being able to sense something. This movement rising and falling with the breath. Not forced, not effortful, just witnessing. Sensing, moving up higher still into the lungs, in the heart area, across the chest. A Noticing perhaps temperature. Maybe even noticing spaciousness, constriction, sort of something in that realm. And then allowing the attention to circle around to the lowest part of the back, very end of the vertebral column. And then moving up to the lower part of the back, seeing if you can sense from the spine outward into the musculature of the low back. And sense maybe even into the kidneys inside. Moving up to the mid back. Higher still, encountering the shoulder blades, making contact with the earth, depending on your posture. Coming into the upper back. This is covering a lot of territory, so all across the upper back. What's here? Be known. Coming all across the collarbone, left side, right side. And then we'll move the attention from the shoulder blades into the shoulders, both. We'll start on the left side into the left shoulder. The space between the shoulder and the elbow. Biceps, triceps. Some parts making contact with the earth, others not. What's here? Move the attention into the left elbow. And now the left forearm. Space between the elbow and the wrist. And into the left wrist. Now the palm of the left hand, back of the left hand. At your own pace into each of the fingers, the fingertips, the nails, the space between the fingers on your left hand. It's like you're giving each one this opportunity to be known, each part of your precious body to be known, and send you information about what's here. Not what we think is here, but what's actually here. And now taking in the whole of the left arm, longest of your fingers, all the way up to the tip of your shoulder. And then allow the attention to travel across the collarbones, resting on the right shoulder. And can you go deeper still and sense into this shoulder joint? And now the space between the shoulder and the elbow, sensing all around the right upper arm. Into the right elbow. the right forearm. Into the right wrist. Palm of the right hand. And the back of the right hand. And then again at your own pace, allowing the attention briefly to rest on each finger. Taking in the whole of the right hand. And then gradually allowing all of the right arm to come into focus through your attention, shining this spotlight of attention on the entire right arm. And then resting now on the neck, in the front of the neck, the sides of the neck, the back of the neck. Maybe allowing your attention to sense into all that's underneath the skin of the neck, so your airway, your vocal cords, this part of you that gives rise to your beautiful voice, your unique voice. And then coming around to the back of the head, the skull, for many of you resting also on the earth, can you sense pressure, contact? Coming all alongside the entire area of the skull, maybe sensing into places where your hair follicles, and even if you don't have hair across all of your head, those points where hair was, sense into the sensation of the skin on your head. Coming around to the forehead, the end of the skull, and we typically say now the face, so the forehead, the eyebrows, the eyes, and you sense slightly behind the eyes, the cheekbones, the nose, the tip of the nose, the upper lip, the lips, the teeth. Can you sense inside the mouth, the tongue, the chin, the jawline, the jaw itself? Ears, the ear lobes, and then zooming out to sense into this entire body, this entire body, tip of the head to your longest toe, maybe even sensing the outline of the body. And sensing the interior of the body. Allowing this whole body to be the object of your attention. This body being breathed. This body being. And now when it's the right time for you, moving the attention to your anchor. Whatever is accessible and comfortable anchor for you in this moment. And just allowing your attention to rest there for a breath or two. Again, it may be sound. Maybe breath. Maybe some other part of your body, just putting a pin in this body scan. This allowing for whatever was here to have been here, to be known. And then very gently begin wiggling the fingers, wiggling the toes, bringing in some very gentle movement. And perhaps staying incredibly close to this experience now of this body moving. And resting here, if you should, or very gradually, perhaps after rolling over to one side, maybe coming into a little bit of a fetal position, drawing the knees up toward the chest, and then gradually pushing yourself up to seated with your hands, opening your eyes when you should. Thank you for your practice.